I learned how to optimize human potential in a number of different ways. Our consciousness is not exclusive to each of us. Our consciousness is a collective. It's being beamed in from a higher plate. The higher self basically knows everything about you, everything that you've done, everything that you will do. This book is full of just high vibratory words. And once you mix them into your daily conversation, you begin to automatically vibrate higher, understanding the breath and using mindfulness so that you can affect your emotional state while you're training or competing at the highest level.
All right, let's go. Today we are hanging out with Jason Medlock, a certified practitioner and best-selling author known for his transformative quantum healing hypnosis technique. Tongue twister right there. With his pioneering mindset performance method, he unlocks infinite potential for athletes and coaches alike. Jason's deep connections in the sports industry include affiliations with the NFL Players Association, the Canadian Football League Players Association, the NBA Players Association, and the Sports Lawyers Association. Wow. Glad to have you on the show, Mr. Jason Medlock. Thank you for coming on the show. How's it going, man?
Thank you. John, I appreciate it. Thank you a whole lot. Everything's going well. I just got back in town. I was on the road, actually. I was in Dallas.
Ooh.
At a wide receiver training camp for middle school, and then it was the evening camp was for high school. So got a chance to talk to a lot of parents about mental training, about hypnosis. So things are going good.
You know, I'm actually curious, how are the parents receiving hypnosis? Because, you know, to the untrained person, you think, are you going to make my kids cluck like a duck? Like, can I trust this guy? Like, how do you work with that? I'm curious.
Yeah, I mean, hypnosis is just, you know, just like relaxing on the couch and, you know, and it's not talk therapy, whereas, you know, when you're seeing a psychiatrist, they're putting you through a number of different realization steps, different things they want you to realize about yourself, different exercises. Hypnosis is just simply a person is in a relaxed state and we are making suggestions to them once we can, you know, use an induction to move them to a different level of relaxation, which they change different brainwave states. And then we just begin to feel this conversation while they're in this hypnotic state of the things they want to get better at. So when the parents see that, they're like, oh, okay. It's just like relaxing and being in a peaceful state, and then you make suggestions, and that's sort of what we do. Now, obviously, there are different techniques to get a person deep enough so that they can receive the subliminal message, and we target the subconscious mind. Sports psychology is more of talk therapy, putting situations together for the actual athlete so they can see themselves and feel their emotions and try to understand what that means. So it's a process. But with hypnosis, we work directly with the subconscious mind. And it's a beautiful thing because I've done a number of different types of hypnosis. But the basis of it is typically the same, moving a person to a different state so they can receive information they can use to get better.
I like that. And I agree, right? When you are in that that quiet space where you can help someone relax, right? Just relaxing helps a lot. And then giving direction, that's going to change a lot of someone's trajectory in whatever they're trying to do. So before we go deep into that world, I want to give everybody an idea of what got you there to begin with, because you have a background and everything as being a coach, right? In high school, and I think the university, Texas TCU. Christian University, yeah. Too. So There's an abundance of ways, traditional ways, right, to coach people and get them to the next level. What made you go to hypnosis? I'm very curious.
Well, I played ball at Texas A&M, and I graduated at UNLV, so I was playing football there, set a school record in tackles at UNLV that year. But then, you know, moving through the whole profession of it, I started to I played pro ball in Canada, the CFL, went there for 2 years and then came back and joined a sports agency. So did that for about 12 years. And I was, you know, licensed in all three of those leagues, you know, and I had players in those leagues. But the one thing that I would always find myself doing was really, really helping these young men shape their minds on the way they need to think, how they need to approach the new job, the way we're going to train. You know, here are the pieces that you set up beside you so that you're okay financially. So I was already doing this type of coaching. But then, that whole thing happened. And then I had kids that were coming up. They were getting bigger. So these guys are in college now. One's at SMU. He's a linebacker. And one's at Prairie View A&M University. He's a hybrid tight end.
These are your kids.
These are my kids.
Okay.
So, when I was working with all these players in the different leagues as their agent and recruiting guys and then setting training up for guys and interviewing trainers, you start to see that everything was focused around the physical side of it, you know, physical, but the mental part of it was missing. And but hypnosis is really, John, it's a really beautiful way that's really an extension of sports psychology. Not a lot of sports psychologists use hypnosis techniques, but hypnosis has been really, really powerful. And I use a different type of hypnosis for when I need to heal a player. I have a hypnosis that I use. It's called the quantum healing hypnosis technique. In that particular technique, it moves you into such a deep state of relaxation that I'm able to bridge the gap on any type of injury that could be in the body, whether it's a bruised hamstring, whether it's an ankle, I mean, whatever type of injury, whether it's a disease.
That's awesome.
This technique I learned from a lady, she's passed away, but the Dolores Cannon School of Quantum Healing Hypnosis, and it works in athletics.
She goes deep. She went to the other side of hypnosis.
Oh, yeah, she did. She did. But I learned her technique, and I've integrated pieces of it into my work, and it works. John, wow. It works, bro.
Wow. Yeah. Well, I have to ask, now that you're familiar with Dolores Cannon's work, I say go to the other side for anybody that's not familiar with her. She goes, when you go through that school and you're getting taught, they say don't go further than a certain point because it gets a little weird. And she's known for going beyond that. And I'm just curious, what are your thoughts on like the ability of getting to the other side of, I don't know, like communicating with something beyond you, right? I know that you speak on higher self. Like, what are your thoughts on that stuff?
Yeah, everybody has a higher self, and that is the part of you that I access using quantum healing hypnosis. And if you are having an issue with, abusing some sort of abusing situation that you're in, and if you're having an issue with alcohol, or if you twisted your knee, knee surgery, those type of things, you use that type of technique. And we are connecting with the higher self, so to speak.
Mm-hmm.
The technique we're using, we have to have you in a deep, deep, relaxed state. Then we can make the connection and we record the sessions. and with video. So when we are asking the questions of your higher self, so that we can try to correct some of the things that are wrong with the body, we actually have your voice speaking back and forth to the person who's doing the session with you. And it's not quite your voice, but it's of a higher intelligence. And it's a really, really special hypnosis, but those deep states of relaxation promotes healing, and you can pinpoint the healing by having the client use his subconscious mind to go to that area and call for the healing and promote it and find out what's wrong and increase the healing. The concept of this, John, is when you think about it, is when if you have a laceration on your arm or a cut, well, if you don't put any Neosporin or anything like that on the cut, it's going to heal anyway 3-4 weeks.
Yeah, maybe eventually.
With a scab. Well, why? Maybe it's because the brain is telling the cells to go to that area and release antibodies and heal. That's what the brain is telling the cells, but who's directing the brain? Consciousness. Someone outside of our everyday life, because our consciousness is not exclusive to each of us. Our consciousness is a collective. It's being beamed in from a higher place. So if our consciousness is tuning in to this particular person and saying, oh, you know, this is the way you need to react, and this is how you, you know, that's it's huge. So we know that we can use these deep states of hypnosis to communicate with the higher self, to make changes in your life. And that's a whole nother type of work that I do, but parts of that I can use from the sports standpoint with injuries, or if there's anything that are blocking that particular athlete's ability to perform at a peak level. And we can find those blockages and we can address them and we can remove them in quantum. Also, I use clinical hypnosis, which 80% of the work is done in clinical hypnosis until I need to use a different technique. And it's pretty effective.
I have two questions.
Sure.
First question. When you put people into that state of mind, do they ever have a different accent or like anything intriguing that surprised you, that has anything surprise you, like in the, maybe it's not surprising now, but in the future, like not in the future, in the past, like when you first started doing this, what were some surprising experiences you had? Like maybe someone's higher self had a different accent or something like that.
Okay. When I'm working in the somnambulistic state, that's the state, that's a lower, you have all the brainwave states, and the theta state, that is the deepest part of the theta state, the somnambulistic state. That's the state we work in when we're using quantum healing hypnosis. Okay. And I've had a person deep in that state before. And let me give you one. I've had a person who she had cancer, and she wanted to know why, and she wanted to know if she could be healed, and she wanted you know, just a lot of things. But at one point in the interview, we were finishing everything up. I already had her in this very deep, relaxed state. And before we finished, while I had her in this deep state, I asked her, are there any other people that want to give you any words of encouragement, any words of love to carry with you into your life, your current life that you're living right now? And her body moved a little bit, and you know, her head moved just a little bit, you know, notice she was moving a little. And then comes out this Creole lady with the Creole accent, you know, Southern New Orleans Creole accent. And it was her grandmother.
Wow.
And so she was telling, I said, well, who are you? So I'm such and such and such. Oh, okay. How do you know that, you know, Amy?
This person, yeah.
I'm her grandmother. Okay. where are you at? I'm sitting on the front porch. Make a long story short, the grandmother came through, and I just had the grandmother describe the scene. Where are you? Tell me where you are. She was in the past life. So anyway, she came in and gave her some words of encouragement. I said, do you have anything to say to Amy? And the grandmother's tone and the way she sounded back in the, you know, whenever it was, the time frame, was acting, you know, that was the voice that was coming out. So I was like, wow. Huh. You know, so that had to be one of the more moments I've had, you know, just, you know, while doing that type of hypnosis. Has changed character. You know, they have changed, and they do change character mostly every time we're communicating with their higher self to make changes with them in their body.
What were you thinking when that happened the first time? Were you like, should I keep, like, what were you thinking?
Well, I knew that's what, when I went through the training and,
so it's expected.
Yeah, it's expected. It's this kind of work that you are, you know, you're tapped into that you want to do. So it was expected. And I just didn't think that I would be able to experience it because Dolores Cannon is major, well, she was when she was living. And she teaches this technique and her daughter runs the school. And, I just, you know, when I started, I was, you know, we were looking at a lot of examples and people were in different, people were coming in there in wheelchairs, leaving healthy, cartilages growing in the knee, regenerated after a quantum healing hypnosis session, you know, free of cancer. Dolores was healing all kind of people and we were seeing all this stuff in the training. So, yeah, I was a little surprised to answer your question. Not surprised, but I'm like, damn, it works.
Yeah.
Wow.
That must have been wild. Well, so that you have that one. And then I'm not sure if I asked the second question. Question was, what experiences did you have on the healing side that you think would be really cool to share that it might be shocking to someone that's new to this concept?
On the healing side, what surprised me or what do I think of it as a method of to use for healing?
Yeah. Like an outcome, like you mentioned, I mean, like the extreme is someone coming in with a wheelchair and walking out, but not necessarily as extreme. I'm just curious, what has been your experience with these athletes that had, like, you know, the messed up cartilage, they twisted this, they broke that. Any interesting healing stories that you can share that you would like to share?
You know what? I've loosened a guy's hips using hypnosis. And basically, he was tightening the hips, okay? And he wanted to be a little bit more loose in his hips. So we did a quantum healing hypnosis session. We didn't use regular clinical hypnosis because I needed to move him to a deep state. I needed to be able to communicate with his higher self, you know. And that's really, really effective that way. That's why I deal at the subconscious level when I'm doing sports hypnosis versus at the talk therapy level as a psychologist, sports psychologist. Mm. But once I moved him into that state and he had to identify before we even had the session that healing, I mean, that loosening up his hips was his intention and that's what he wanted to do. And so when I was in there, I'm like, this is what Terry has asked me from you. Can you figure a way to release the pressure in his hips so that they're more fluent, so they move more easily in the sport he's playing? And then in the trance, the terrier say yes, and I'll say, how will you do it? I'm putting light, or I'm putting water, or I'm putting energy in this area. Are you? How'd you learn to do that? So this is me having the conversation.
Yeah,
this is we can do anything, you know. So you're just having this conversation and then you said, are you done yet? Yes, I'm finished. What did you do? This Terry's hips would be just fine. They'll be just the way he wants them. the way he wants them, only the way he wants them. And this is when you move guys into this deep, deep level. It's the whole concept of our body heals itself anyway. But we found Dolores has found a way to use hypnosis. But there is regular medical hypnosis. That's nothing that's been invented. But quantum hypnosis is such a deeper version of all the other hypnosis methods. And it allows you to interact with this person's higher self at a deep enough level. And you have to be skilled and know how to get a person there. And from there, you can work wonders on the body if the person's higher self agrees with it. It can direct the areas of the body to heal faster and regenerate, because the body already regenerates skin cells, tissues, wounds. It already regenerates. But what if you could get the body to regenerate different parts, like cartilage or hips, you know, work? So that's what we've tapped into with quantum healing hypnosis.
I like how you record your sessions, and I'm curious, what do your clients say? How do they react to seeing someone else talking, especially the Creole accent?
Yes. Like, most people that listen to themselves, they're like, wow, who is that talking? I said, that's me asking the questions that we went over before we started. And then the responses are coming from you, but it's coming from another aspect of you. You know, you're sort of your higher self, the that is a part of you, but a more intelligent version of you that's actually here with you while you are incarnated here and living here on earth. So you can access that. It's almost like praying to God. I mean, but we have another technique to move a person to that level where they can work things out. They can work depression out. They can work out anxiety. They can work out, having this stagnant mindset. They can work with injuries and diseases. Mm-hmm. So it's a wonderful, wonderful tool.
Yeah. And I'm just thinking of like your dialogue with the person afterwards, and you know, just explaining that to them and them saying, okay, all right, freaky. I wanted to touch on, you did mention your higher self and asking permission. And so that leads me to think that there are some times where the higher self says, no, they need to suffer. Like, has that ever happened? Or like, what's that about? I'm familiar, but I want to hear your background with that experience.
Yeah, the higher self basically knows everything about you, everything that you've done, everything that you will do, everything that you're doing right now, in every life that you've ever lived. The higher self is, in a lot of ways, your soul. It is the local consciousness that's being beamed into you every day. Mm-hmm. And so having said all of that, when you can communicate with the higher self, and when you can bridge that gap between the person who's living the current lifetime and their higher self, because they want to get answers to things. They want to get healed from things that's going on in the current life. Sometimes the higher self will say, this is what David wanted. When I ask, can you help David with the right elbow injury he had? He can't move his elbow. Can you give him full mobility in his elbow? David knows how to do this. Those are some of the responses you'll get when you can sense the higher self isn't quite ready to make this injury go away. The reason being is because before we incarnate here, as humans, you know, we've already said a lot of the things that we're going to do what type of learning we want to experience. And we experience these things while we're incarnated in these bodies, and it produces this emotion. So God wants to feel everything that's going on with each and every one of us. We all have a different life that emits a different emotion. So when you look at it from that aspect, you know, we incarnate here with a set of goals, okay, learning. So, yeah, when, you know, that's what I mean by, you know, when you, you know, you set your intentions, and when you really want something to happen, you really need to set your intentions prior to having these sessions. But I don't want to get too far off the tangent, but
sure.
Yeah, that's kind of where we are with that.
Yeah. And it's interesting, you know, putting it in that way, and the fact that you have that dialogue. And I'm glad we went down this route, because I know that this type of conversation I've had with other people, but not with someone that's in your position that has, I think one person, but like just Dolores Cannon, and that method is very intriguing. And the fact that you can help people with their physical ailments and have that dialogue, and sometimes it's a different accent, and it's a relative. So that's really, really cool stuff.
It's some cool stuff, and a lot of people may say, "Ooh, that's woo woo stuff." Yeah. You know, it's just facts. When you mm-hmm. move a person down to that level, and if you can control their breathing and they're just listening to your voice, you can easily access their higher selves, and they'll sit there and you'll ask all these questions that they want to know. It's almost like going to see a psychic medium, only I'm using hypnosis.
Mm-hmm.
You know, going to get somebody to get your palm read. I'm using hypnosis. I'm not the one telling you your future. You're the one laying down with a recorder right by you and a video camera there that will be your copies, hearing yourself respond to the questions. And you're like there. You're saying, "Whoa. Wow, that's me. Yeah, that's you. That's you."
So I like how you are helping people connect with their higher selves. Mm-hmm. And in your book, you also mention some tips on helping people build that relationship themselves. Yeah. Is there anything you can highlight for us that we can kind of take away and you know, connect with our higher selves?
Yeah, I mean, you do one of them right now, meditation. I'm a transcendental meditator. And, you know, if you just take, just for the audience out there, 5 minutes a day, then build yourself up to 7 minutes, and build yourself up to 10 minutes. And let every thought in the world come in, you know, and observe them. You know, that's a part of mindfulness, being aware of the way you feel, the way you're experiencing things, and just be mindful of it. And there are a lot of different categories of mindfulness, but if you guys start there,
mm-hmm, I agree.
And just reaching a level of transcendence, this level where when you're meditating, you start, and it's like rough waters, and that's just the thoughts and all that. And then you descend down into this, you know, just the part of the ocean that's not, it's quiet, but you can still hear bubbles here and there. And then you descend down again, and now you're at the deepest part where it's just complete peace. And that the object is to have a level of peace that you can be familiar with, you know.
Yeah.
So I use hypnosis, you know, and that's one of the things in the book I'm talking about. You can use that to really connect and do a lot of different things, you know. Every time, if I'm performing a galactic energy healing session, I have to use hypnosis to get centered and to move my, you know, my frequency and my energy to a certain level. You know, if I'm doing a remote viewing session, because I'm a remote viewer also, I have to use hypnosis to descend to this level. So using all the spiritual modalities, I'd say if a person wanted to pick one thing that will get them closer or connect to their higher self, it's hypnosis. But remote then also
viewing. You just dropped a big one, remote viewing.
Oh yeah.
That's yeah. That's great.
I've been remote viewing for some time now. I'm an associate remote viewer. I was taught by David Wallace. He's the top psychic in Hawaii. Mm. And he taught me associate remote viewing, predicting future events.
Mm. It's good and, for investments and
absolutely. The way he taught me, he taught me how to use it to bet games, the over under on football and any kind of sport. He taught me how to bet it using associate remote. Oh. That's how I learned it. But then
that's how I bought my house.
Yeah. But then he moved me to a more of a practical use, business, yeah, investment, stocks. He started, I said, oh, okay, now this is how I apply it. But yeah, that's a social remote viewing is awesome. And then I'm a certified scientific remote viewer. Tony Civilelli was my coach.
Mm, and okay,
that type of remote viewing, you're moving your conscience.
Yeah.
You're trying to, you know, bring back information that's unknown to you.
What's the weirdest or furthest you've gone in a remote viewing session that you are willing to share? Like, some people go off planet, some people go into different countries, some people go places.
Well, in the book, in Empowered by Consciousness, in the book, I remote view Skinwalker Ranch.
Oh,
yeah. So
I put
all my notes.
That's
in
dangerous.
There. Yeah. So I remote view Skinwalker Ranch and then put all of my notes in the steps, and I explained every step in my book. But Skinwalker Ranch was interesting to me because there were two huge tubes underground, just huge tubes. And I saw a number of areas that had the red circle with the white line going through it, like, you know, nuclear waste or some sort of hazard sign, and a number of vehicles, and they looked like they kind of hovered over the ground, but just a number of these vehicles they had in this big hangar, and then just a number of ships, you know, just aircrafts. Hmm. And I saw people, that didn't look like, you know, us, but they were built like us, you know. I just saw a lot of different things like that, and I did the session once and just picked up so much out of what the experience was. So I just started to try to organize everything so that I could create a whole remote viewing chapter in my book. But it came out real good. But yeah, I saw a lot of Skinwalker, and I sensed an immense amount of energy, immense amount of energy surrounding that whole thing. And but it was interesting, to say the least.
Yeah, to say the least. Craft, people that don't look like us.
Yeah, you know, toxic, and you get a glimpse of them. I'm not saying it's a movie for me. Some remote viewers, they can. They see it as like it's a movie. They move their consciousness and they're there. I, at my very best, I would just see short snippets, you know, but.
Like an Instagram reel.
Yeah, yeah. Versus move, you know, you have to have a good instructor too, that's right there telling you move 50 feet closer. And then you have to reset yourself and move yourself 50 feet closer to get a closer look.
Wow.
You know, but we talked about we got on this topic because you're saying to the audience, what can they use to get closer to their higher self?
Yes.
Well, because I was using mindfulness, you do that, and meditation, I was, you know, already able to take my frequency and move it to this frequency of love and just relaxation and peace. And when you are remote viewing and you're trying to assess the higher self and your consciousness, man, being able to get into this state so that you can come back out and then have a session, that puts you there. It really does. Yeah. So people use those two things. And also create a new way of talking. Use high vibratory words. There's a book by... Doreen Virtue, and the book is called Angel Words. And this book is full of just high vibratory words. And once you mix them into your daily conversation, you begin to automatically vibrate higher with the words you're mixing in.
Mm-hmm. Can you give some examples? Do you have any examples of five words?
The way Doreen Virtue wrote the book was her and her son were in the studio recording the book. And the audio was jumping up and down on certain words she was saying. Her son picked up on it. And he was like, "Mom, say God." And she would say God. And say truck. And then they were, all the words, I love you, peace, be gentle, versus stop, start. There was a frequency that they were looking at with these words, And so she started to just predominantly say all high vibrating words that they found out of all the stuff she was saying. And she wrote the book, Angel Words. So the kind of words are just, peaceful. And instead of saying, I'm not doing this, if you're in a confrontation with somebody, it is a low vibrating word. You can just come back and say, I'm not sure if I'm interested in that. It's almost trying to flatten the words out and make them more peaceful with the vibration of the word. And that's what Angel Words is based on. But it's a small book. But that's the third thing you can do as a person is to practice saying high vibratory words. Love, peace, kindness, thank you. And one of the things you can also do is smile a lot. That increases your vibration. And all these things increase your connection with the higher self. And we were talking about what connections can you use to get to the higher self. And all those things combined really can, in short order, help you understand how to make that connection.
Yeah. I especially like the example or story that you mentioned in that book where the son figured it out. He's like, wait a minute, there's some interesting frequency going on, some feedback, whatever you want to call it. And that's a really cool way to find the words and to really reflect on our language, right? Some people say, when your words are huge, and the words that you speak change you mentally and they affect other people. They have power behind them. So I totally 1000% agree so much.
Yeah.
As we come to a close, and first of all, this has been a really cool journey. Did not think we were going to go into the subjects, and that's exciting because you got a lot of research behind you. You have a lot of experience behind you, stories, certifications. So I'm glad that you are out there helping people. And what I would call spiritual technology, you have it at your fingertips, which is pretty cool.
Yes.
So thank you for doing what you're doing and spreading the good word of just what it is. I don't want to say what it is to be human, but our potential on what we can do, right?
Spreading the word on human potential.
Yes.
You're right.
Yes.
And the things that we can do is not about the fact that, I've astral traveled. I mean, I've done the spirituality things, but what did those things do? What did I learn? Oh, I learned how to optimize human potential in a number of different ways.
Yep.
Using hypnosis, using meditation, which you already do, understanding the breath, and and using mindfulness.
Yeah.
So that you can affect your emotional state while you're training or competing at the highest level. And there's just so many different gears on how you can prepare yourself even learning a playbook or learning the plays that week and using subliminal hypnosis techniques to lock all this information in, and you're able to access it when you need it because you are in tune. You know how to move yourself and allow yourself to be moved down into a deeper state. So yeah, it's this whole thing is awesome. It's awesome.
Yeah, yeah. The whole subject matter of human potential is like endless, and it's cool to have a conversation with someone like you and just learn about your experience and how people change, whether it's an athlete, a coach, a business executive. It all works, and it's all under that umbrella of mindfulness. So you're an author, and you've written a couple of books that are really cool, and we've had some interesting conversations today. What are you working on right now that you feel that today's audience would really appreciate, and how can they connect with you?
Coming in 2025, I am right now narrowing the sponsorship down to two sponsors. But in 2025, I'm going to be doing a speaking tour called the Mental Game Plan, fitness tour for coaches and athletes. And this is going to be, we're going to have some celebrity NFL guys in for a conversation style round table, speaking about, you know, the mental side of their game, the way they train. What do they have to do mentally to be prepared, you know, for different things that happen in adversity and stuff like that? So instead of focusing on the physical side of this game, I'm putting together a conference that will be strictly focused on the mental training for all these high school athletes out here, college pros, what have you. And we'll have some pro players from different sports there on the stage. We'll have some of the top performance trainers on the stage, different skill trainers out there that work in, training like these athletes, those guys as well. Then, you know, I'll have some hypnotherapists there also and some other sports psychologists. So it'd be a hodgepodge of people that would be presenting to these athletes in the audience. So looking to do that in 2025 in Dallas and in Houston.
That looks like a really cool thing. That's really cool. That's awesome. And updates on that. We can find that on your website.
Yeah, you can go to my website, www.thementalgameplan.com, www.thementalgameplan.com, and there's an event section, and it's not up yet, but it will be once I finalize this sponsorship. But it's going to be an annual conference. This is the first annual, but it would be a number of top professionals there in sports, and then we'll have some celebrity athletes there, and just, you know, coming together in these breakout sessions with these athletes, sharing their stories.
That's awesome.
And so it'll be scheduled throughout the day for them to kind of go from room to room, get a whole lot of cool stuff from the sponsors, meet guys, take pictures. And the whole day is about your mental training, your awareness. So I think it's going to be a good event.
That's going to be a great event. Can't wait to hear about it.
Yes, sir.
Well, that said, awesome time with you, man, for sure. Can't wait to hear more about your event. And thanks for coming on the show.
All right. Thank you. I appreciate it, John.